The Karlovy Vary International Film Festival is in full swing in the West Bohemian town. By the time it ends on Saturday evening, thousands of mostly young viewers will have seen over 250 films. They will also have had the rare chance to see or even meet some of the makers of those pictures, with many actors and directors attending the screenings of their films, in some cases holding discussions with the audience. As I said earlier, Radio Prague's Ian Willoughby is there and ready to share the excitement. So, Ian, who are the most interesting guests this year?
Well, as I was telling Rosie yesterday, René Zellweger was here for the opening ceremony. At the end of the week, at the end of the festival, Danny DeVito is coming here, and they're both huge kind of bankable Hollywood stars. But I would say many of the guests here at the festival fall into two categories. Some of them are upcoming young stars. Others, I would say, are actors and directors who've kind of been around the block a bit. In the first category, say, for example, in the last few years, we've had actresses here like Scarlett Johansson, Keira Knightley, before they became the huge stars they are today. And I think this year, somebody who fits that bill, so to speak, in that category, is a girl called Ellen Page, who's from Canada. She's 20. She looks more like she's 14, I must say. And she's known for a film called Hard Candy, which is very hard-hitting. And she's a very good actress, and like Keira Knightley, like Scarlett Johansson, it's entirely possible that she could be a really big name in a few years. And by the way, that girl, Ellen Page, has already left. She's going backpacking around Eastern Europe, which must be a first for a star of Karlovy Vary. And who knows, perhaps at this moment she could be at a train station in East Slovakia or somewhere.
Right. What about the second category, the veterans, so to speak?
Well, there are many of them this year, including, for example, Bud Cort, who played the role of Harold in the famous Harold and Maude. Or, for instance, today, Sybil Shepherd is here. She was in great films, of course, like Taxi Driver, The Last Picture Show. And those films, or rather at least the second of them, Last Picture Show, is included this year in a retrospective called New Hollywood, looking at the early work of great directors like Coppola, Bogdanovich, Peter Bogdanovich, who was the maker of The Last Picture Show. He was supposed to be here as well, but he cancelled. Unfortunately, that always happens. A few people have to pull out, often for work reasons. But I must say the vast majority of the guests here, directors and actors, are people that most people wouldn't know. I think you could, for example, be standing beside somebody at the bar one night, and then a few days later you see them winning the Crystal Globe for Best Supporting Actor or something. And that actually happened to me a few years ago. There was a girl I saw about the place, didn't even know she was an actress, and then I see her on stage getting an award at the end of the whole festival.
Right, what about the people who are actually making the decision-making here? Who gets the prizes, the grand jury? I understand that this year's chairman is a big fish in the film world.
That's right. His name is Peter Bart. Peter Bart was a film journalist. Then he became a studio boss and producer. He was involved in films like The Godfather and so on. And then he went back to journalism, but at a very high level. He's the editor-in-chief of the, I guess you could call it, industry bible Variety, the magazine Variety. He's been the editor-in-chief of Variety for two decades now, almost. Peter Bart has a TV program called, a film program called Sunday Morning Shootout. And he's actually making an edition of this program here in Karlovy Vary. So he's going in a few weeks to be bringing the festival and, of course, the very pretty town of Karlovy Vary into the living rooms of millions of Americans.
My thanks to Ian Willoughby speaking to us from Karlovy Vary.